You're listening to episode number 1838 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, October 20th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Howdy ho.
How are you today?
Good. I'm doing a bit of all right. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. But I'm not the one with missing parts. You are. So I'm just checking in.
Again. I know.
See how you're feeling.
My daughter got me. I waited years for this thing because I've had a bad gallbladder for a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
So she had promised me my gallbladder plush.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little gallbladder, and it's holding these little stones.
Uh-huh.
And it says, I made these. And it's called the sad gallbladder.
The sad gallbladder. Aw.
Yeah.
Aw.
It worked so hard to make them, and then we take it out. So it sits with me every day.
All right. How about some random facts for today? We haven't had any of those for a while.
Well, sure.
Kleenex tissues. Originally invented in 1924 as a way to remove makeup.
Okay.
But so many people wrote the company to say they were using them as disposable handkerchiefs that all the marketing shifted to that by early 1930. Yeah, because people didn't have Kleenex before 1924. They blew their nose into a cloth handkerchief.
A hanky.
I remember going to church.
Yes.
And the church women all had hankies. They were crocheted around the outside with a little lace.
And the men's hankies always had their initial
on
them.
That's right. That's right. Monograms. That's where
monograms.
They come from. That's where they come
now,
from.
Now, Tom Hanks' son
has Hanks.
It's called Hanks.
They're called Hanks. He makes hankies. Yeah.
Yeah, which is really cool.
He can't get any work. You can send a coconut, a potato, a sombrero, a brick, an inflated beach ball, a frisbee, or a pillow through the U.S. Postal Service without a box. Believe it or not, you just have to put enough postage on it and an address label. I did not know that. I knew that about a frisbee because a frisbee is kind of flat. But
weird.
Can you imagine being a postal worker having to put an inflated beach ball in your satchel to carry around
when
you to deliver.
When you need to deflate it?
I know. How do you get into the mailbox?
I want to see how they carry a sombrero around.
On their heads.
Uh-huh.
The Dallas Cowboys. Not a good night last night for them, by the way.
Oh, goodness sakes.
They were the first NFL team to make nachos popular at their stadium.
Wow.
I did not know this. Howard Cosell ate them and talked about them during Monday Night Football in 1978.
That's what you call Tex-Mex right there.
Yeah, and the rest, as they say,
is history.
Is history. Anyway, there you go. Some random facts for today.
Well,
how about we do a little Who Cares news?
Sure.
Shall we? What's going on today?
Bottom of the barrel crap.
So we do
the
that.
The coronas need to be over just so stars can go do more stupid things.
I know. It's what we do here is bottom of the barrel. Okay.
Well, that was a, what's the word you give before you say something? A disclosure.
Oh, a disclaimer.
Disclaimer.
A disclaimer. Not
disclaimer
a disclaimer.
For the first story.
A disclosure is how they rip you off when you buy a car.
That's true.
A disclaimer.
All right, disclosure.
Disclaimer.
Our first story, bottom of the barrel.
Disclaimer.
There's disclaimer for the first story.
All right,
as
first
being
story.
Bottom of the barrel.
Boy, there. This is a big workup for
I had to,
a lot
I had
of
to
crap.
Say it right.
For
right.
A lot of crap.
Because here's something you didn't know about Tiger King star. I hate to even say the word star. The Tiger King person, Carol Baskin.
Oh, there's more to know about Carol?
She goes both ways. And no, I don't mean human and tiger.
Oh, my God.
Wasn't that your first thought?
That's where I went. Oh, my God.
She's bisexual.
Oh, my God. She's a what?
She's bisexual.
Oh, not that there's anything wrong with that.
No.
There is with the tiger.
I'm still thinking human tiger.
the tiger is wrong. Bisexual, nothing wrong with that. Oh, my God.
She said, and I quote.
No, we cannot do this over. This is live radio.
I know. I have always considered myself to be bisexual.
Wow.
Even though I've never had a wife, I could just as easily have a wife as a husband as far as the way I feel about us. I think we are all one. Oh, so basically, I'm sure she thinks that she could feed a woman to a tiger as easily as a man.
Well, that was
going to
be my first thing, you know, allegedly.
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 And then she goes on to say, I mean, I think she even thinks she may have been born into the wrong body. I was always very male-oriented in the things I did. I never had any mothering instincts or anything.
Wow.
You know, I never played with dolls.
Well, I was going to say, she likes kitties. I mean, most women like kitties. I think that's a female instinct. Now, somebody's going to tell me that that's sexist for me to say that. Okay, it's sexist. Sorry. Hello. But it's true. Very few crazy cat men in the world. I'm just
going to
put that out there. Carol Baskin, she's a crazy bi cat lady. There you go. I did it.
A bi cat lady.
Well, that's not right either, is it? I thought I'd put a label on it.
No. No. She gives a.
Now I'm thinking about bisexuality, and then I'm thinking, like, does Halle Berry fit into that? I don't know. She's not coming.
Where did they talk about left field?
Left field.
He's so desperate to get Halle Berry in there.
It's not a desperation.
Then
it's like
he put her in at the wrong time.
You know what? It is what our listeners.
Oh,
has
wait.
Come
that was probably
expect.
Just his fantasy.
I'm not going to go there.
Anyway, not everyone can agree on the best Hollywood Chris.
Chris? What?
Hollywood Chris. Chris. Yeah. So over the weekend,
yeah,
a tweet went viral asking for the worst Chris, with the choices being like Hollywood Chris's.
Like which ones?
The choices are Chris Hemsworth.
Oh, wow.
To that I say, what the what? Chris Evans, Chris Pratt, and Chris Pine.
Wait a minute. So you got two Avengers. You got the guy who played Captain Kirk in Star Trek and Skylord.
One okay. of these things is not
or Star-Lord.
Like the other.
Star-Lord, yeah.
According to those who sifted through the comments, it's overwhelmingly apparent that Chris Pratt
was
voted off the island.
I wonder if it's because of his divorce from sweet Anna Faris.
That's my guess.
And then his marriage to Katherine Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think
got her knocked up and everything, in with the Schwarzeneggers and the Kennedy family.
Yeah, I think Hollywood has turned its back. At least Twitter has turned its back. Twitter responses,
well,
right?
He now holds the title of the worst Hollywood Chris.
Worst Hollywood Chris.
Yes.
Dun, dun, dun. All right. I got Halle Berry in, so I don't need to do that. Okay, it's time for us to leave. We've had our fair share of frivolity for today.
I guess so.
Found out something I didn't know before I came into this. Like always. All right. See you tomorrow when you'll tell me something else I don't know about.
Nice kitty.
Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.